Today's daf Masechet Yevamot, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Samach Chet. So we're right in the middle of the list of things that, on the one hand, we said they're sort of out of balance, because all of these things will passel someone from eating truma in the event that they're occurring to a bas kohen in the context of a marriage to Yisrael, but they won't be ma'achil in the context of a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen. So we talked about all of the various people and the various situations. And the last one that gave us a little bit of grief when we were trying to figure out what in the world it would be referring to was the Mishnah just said in the middle of nowhere, Ben Teisha Shanim is Posoveno Machil. I mean, it didn't even say what the case was. So, I mean, our initial assumption is that it was sort of going back to the only case that seemed to make sense, where it would make a difference, where we have a child who's 9 years old. And that would be the case if it was a Shomeret Yavam. So we thought it was talking about a Shomeret Yavam who was now a Zekuka to a Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad. That's what we thought. And then we wanted to know, okay, so then it's telling us that if a Yavam is 9 years old, so then he will passel, if he's a Yisrael, he will passel a Bas Kohen from eating Truma, but a Yavam of 9 years old, who's a Kohen, will not be able to give Achilas Truma to a Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael, who was married to a Kohen who died. I mean, like, what exactly is the Chiddush over here? I mean, if it's telling me the case that it passels, that what, a Yavama who falls to a Kotan who is Ben Teisha Shanim, why does he have to be Ben Teisha Shanim? Even if he's less than Ben Teisha Shanim, he would still passel, because the din is that a Shomeret Yavam is not able to go back Lepes Aviyah, because it's not Kinu Ureah. What difference does it make how old he is? That's ridiculous. And if it's talking about to allow her to eat Ruma, even a gadol doesn't allow her to eat truma, remember? We said that as long as the yibum has not been consummated, so then she's not allowed to eat truma. So what the heck are we talking about here? This doesn't make any sense. Okay, so, all right, maybe it means like this. Rabbi, you know what? How about if we change it from, it's the same case, but it doesn't mean that she's a shomeres yavam. That was like the earlier case in the Mishnah. A shomeres yavam. Here we're talking about a yavam who was ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, who actually consummated the yibum. That's what we're talking about. And there it would make a difference how old he is. Because if he's 9 years old and above, so then he is roi labia. And in that case, it's a chiddush. Because I might have thought that in this, in that event, midiraita kanyale, she actually is considered to be his wife, midiraita, and therefore you would have thought, okay, so if midiraita, he's kaina her, so therefore, if he's 9 years old, so maybe he could also allow her to eat truma, because he's the same as a regular yavam who consummates the yibum, right? Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, no, that the Chachamim actually determined that we should not treat the bia of a 9-year-old as a full yibum, but we should treat it as the equivalent of ma'amar by a gadol. And therefore, since ma'amar would not be ma'achil truma, so too, the bia of a katan is not ma'achil truma. Now, this little issue over here is a major, major controversy. Because there, I mean, from one extreme to another. The basic problem is this. We learn out from a pasuk that only the wife of a gadol, it talks about eshes ish, ish velo eshes katan. So the Torah tells us that a katan who is married to a woman is not able to be Machayev Misa for somebody who sleeps with her. So then if that would be the case, I mean, it seems to be that the only case would be referring to, since he doesn't have Kinyanim, would be this case of Yibum, where the Torah was mezakeh him to this woman, like we say, Isha kozach yalei min hashamayim, and that nonetheless she's not really a full eshes ish, and therefore it should mean that a katan cannot be kena a yevama. Now, when it says over here in the Gemara that since he is kena, it says hoylemidiraisa kanyale emalochia. So Rashi's approach, at least in other places, I pointed out to you there's a stira here in Rashi and Yevamos, but Rashi's approach in other places is that the truth is she, the katan's wife, really is a wife, except that he's not able to be mechayev someone misa for sleeping with his wife. So therefore, because of that, the Rabbanan made the bia of a katan of a Yevama less than a standard consummation of Yibum. And they said, let's treat it only like Ma'amar, so that we don't confuse the Bia of a Katan of a Yavama to be the equivalent of the same as a normal Yava. But the truth is that there's an opposite approach. The opposite approach is Tosus's approach, who, when there's, when I say Tosus, I mean only Tosus, I mean the Rashba learns this way as well, that actually it's just the opposite. Since the Torah was megala that the wife of a katan is not chayav misa, so therefore it must mean that the dirabbanan made the bia of a katan more than it was, not less than it was, so that midiraisa it wouldn't have been considered to be anything, and therefore there wouldn't have been any tzad for us to say that there would be a actual ability to be machil. It comes along, the Rabbanan and said, treat it like Ma'amar. It can't be Ma'achil, but at least it asers on the brothers. Now, of course, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the exact opposite. If you take a look at the Lashon of the Gemara, it says, Salka daitan chamina, hol umidiraisa kanyalei, ubiasai bia. Now, if you think about that for a moment, what in the world is the meaning of throwing in the words biaso bia after the words hol umidiraisa kanyalei? If the whole point of midiraisa kanyalei, according to Rashi, is that he is able to be kena her, it's because biyasei bia, and the Torah gave him, in this case, an isha min hashamayim. It's a little bit funny the way that it's expressed. Tosfos understands that when it says hol midiraisa kanyalei, it's not referring to him having an actual kinyan, and she's his yavama. But rather, ho midiraisa kanyalei means, since midiraisa she is zikuka to him, and therefore there is no way for her to go out of it. So you might think that in that case, if he does have the ability to be bail her, and therefore to go through the, even though he won't have a kinyan, but at least he'll be able to go through the objective mitzvah of yibum, so maybe that would be enough for her to eat. Kamash malan, that it's not enough for her to eat. So it's really completely opposite approaches. According to Rashi, the Rabbanan scaled down the kinyan of the katan and made it only like ma'amar. According to Tosfos, they actually scaled it up to give it a din of ma'amar, whereas before it wouldn't have any kind of kinyan. Okay. Anyway, this is our first attempt at understanding the meaning of the 9-year-old child. Omalei Rava, this makes no sense. Because Iachi, if the point over here is to tell me that it's coming to say that he does not give her the right to eat truma, so then the next piece is ridiculous. The next piece is, and if he's a suffix, if he's 9 years old, then he also doesn't machil. Does that make sense to you? If he was for sure 9 years old and biyasei bia, he cannot give her any kind of truma. So you have to tell me, and if he might be 9 years old, like, obviously, it's not, if he might be 9 years old, he's not going to be better. So what would be the purpose of saying anything about if he's not 9 years old? This can't be the pshat. Therefore, says Rava, I don't agree with you. I say the pshat is like this. This is a completely new case. Okay, what this is talking about is, and a boy who is 9 years old is also capable of possibly, that's what it's talking about, So ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, of the various psulim that we talk about elsewhere. So we're going to be talking about the Mishnah later on, and so on, a list of psulim. So it's saying a ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, who is pasul, is going to pasul b'biyasan because he's capable of bia, and therefore he will pasul from eating truma, not in the context of the machilin or pasul, just in general, that there are those who pasul from achilas truma even from the age of 9. Now you'll notice that anyway, the Mishnah, the latter part of the Mishnah has departed from the list anyway, because it introduced new sveikas, like the collapse of a house, right? So anyway, the Mishnah is very, very much, what's going on over here, Bunny? Is that you making noise? Somebody, I don't know, somebody's...
Please try again.
Oh, it's some ridiculous Sari that's talking. Will you be quiet and go to sleep? Okay. Insane. His voices. You see, when Eli HaKohen, Shmuel hears Eli HaKohen talking, right? He wasn't talking. I hear Sari talking. And to me, it's the voice of Barnea. Now, that says something. Okay. Anyway, so this is part of a new list, essentially. What this is talking about is that a ben teisha shanim, who is one of those who pasul with his bia, because, for instance, I mean, we know in the Braisa it says, Kidatanya, a ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, who is a ger amoni u'moavi. Remember, a male amoni u'moavi is pasul from bia bekal. Or he's a mitzri v'adomi in the first generations, or maybe he's a kuti, or a natin, or a halal, or a mamzer. If that boy sleeps with a kohenet, or levia, or yisraelit, he passes her. So the kohenet, he passes from achilas truma, and he also passes her bechlal, and even if she's a levia of yisraelit, who didn't have a right to kahuna, to achilas truma, but he passes her from the kahuna. Okay, so from the Braisa, you see that once you're 9 years old, you can pasul, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And then it says, not only does a Vadai 9-year-old pasul, but even if there's a Suffolk, it also pasuls, which, by the way, is a big Kiddush, because why it should be true that a Suffolk pasuls is not at all clear, since we have over here a Chazakah. First of all, we have a Chazakah that he is not 9 years old until we know that he is. And we have a chazakah that the girl was originally kosher for eating truma or kosher for marrying into the kuna, and you want to change your status. So to say that the suffix is going to be changed because of the ignoring the chazakah is definitely a chiddush. Why it's true is a different question, but you can't say it's not necessary to tell me. Of course it is. But the problem is, says the Gemara, that the way that you're reading the Mishnah doesn't make sense for another reason, because the next piece of the Mishnah, which we're going to see tomorrow, it throws in the words, im einan ru'uyin lavo b'Yisrael, harei elu poslin. Oh my gosh. So it introduces the idea of passing her through bia of someone who isn't ro'uy to be sleeping with her. But then that means that our part of the Mishnah hasn't gotten to that yet. According to what you're learning, the whole point of the Mishnah is that we're talking about the 9-year-old who is pasul of Obekahal, right? So why does the Mishnah go on to say a few lines later, I mean, in terms of the Mishnah, it's a few lines later, that if it's a bia that's psula, we're talking about a bia that's psula according to you, Rava? Well, says Rava, no, there's two different things. The Seifa, even though it says pasul of Obekahal, this is Rashi's Girsa, and the way Rashi has to understand it is like our Girsa. The Seifa is referring to Psule Kuhuna. The Reisha was referring to Psule Kahal, and even though it used the word Im Enam Ru'uyin Lavo B'Yisrael, what it really meant was that if they're the outgrowths, meaning he's a Cholol, So he's a psul kahuna, that a psul kahuna will pasul any woman from ever being able to eat truma or from marrying a kohen. Okay, so let's take a look at that brisa more closely. The brisa said that once a boy is 9, and he is a ger, amoni, moavi, mitzri, adomi, kuti, netin, halal, mamzer, sleeping with either a kohenet, a levia, a yisraelite, who was perfectly kosher to marry a kahuna, into the kahuna at, up to this point, he passels her. And that means he passels her, even the bas kohen, he passels her from truma. Rabbi Yossi says, not so fast. Only someone whose children will be passeled from the kahuna, he can passel the woman that he sleeps with. But if his own children are not passeled, then he will not passel by sleeping with her. Now, as you can look at this list, you can immediately see that this list includes people whose children are not passeled. Because, I mean, if you're talking about a Mitzri or a Domi, and so what are they? Are they second generation Mitzri Vadomi? But then their children are going to be kosher, right? In other words, if they are the Dor Revi'i, if they are now the children of that second generation, then their children are perfectly kosher of Obaka. In which case, Rabbi Yossi is saying, hold on a minute. Your list is a little bit too extensive because it's including even people whose children will themselves be kosher. And that is wrong. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, even you have it wrong. You have to actually restrict the list as follows. In any of the cases that you yourself would be allowed to marry his daughter, then, meaning a you, a Kohen, would be allowed to marry his daughter, then you're also allowed to marry a person that he slept with, like, let's say, his widow. So a Kohen can actually take her. But koshe nata nose bito, amanoto. Now we'll see what that's talking about, is that you included Amoni Umoavi. But remember, Amoni Umoavi, it's only the males that are usher. The females are okay. So you could actually marry this guy's daughter. So if you can marry his daughter, that means that he hasn't passeled his wife by sleeping with her for the kahuna. And therefore, if he dies, then there'd be no problem. You, the Kohen, would be allowed to marry his wife. Okay, that we'll see more of later. But let's get back now to the Iker Yesod of all of these halachas. Now, I'd like you, if possible, at least to listen, if you have a Chumash Vayikra nearby, and you could turn back to Emor. So then let's take a look at the Pasuk. I should say at the series of Pesukim, because we're going to be actually looking at all of them in order to get a proper understanding of where all of this comes from. So the Pasuk in Emor, it's in the middle of Sheni, in Pasuk Chav Beis Yud. The Chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh, Toshav Kohen V'Sachir Lo Yochal Kodesh. The Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo Hu Yochal Bo. Now we spent a lot of time on that Pasuk. So then, any kinyan nefesh, and we darshan this week that even a grand kinyan of kesev, so that we had that extra word of the kinyan kaspo, ki yikne nefesh kinyan pas kaspo, means that even if the nefesh will be going to kinyan kaspo, hu yochal bo, the yelid beso, we just were talking about yesterday, that it means that he has to be born, so that a yolud is able to be machil, and we darshan heim yochlu belachmo, to mean, Hem ya'achilu belachmo. And now we got to this part. Ubat kohen ki tiyeh le'ish zar, hi b'trumat ha'kodashim lo tochel. So we've been involved in this last piece. Once a bat kohen, who was eating truma from birth because she was part of a kohen's home, if she goes and marries an ish zar, she cannot eat, nor care for the language, b'trumat ha-kodashim. But what are those two things? Trumat ha-kodashim? I mean, could have just said b'kodashim or b'truma. Okay, and the next pasuk says, u'bat kohen ki tiyeh almana u'grusha, but in the event that her husband, the Yisrael, died or divorced her. So now she's an Amana v'grusha. V'zera ainla, and she doesn't have any children. That's what we've been talking about. What type of children will possel her in this case? V'shava el beit avia kineureha. She goes back to her father's home, but only, as we learned, if she is kineureha, not if there have been changes that make her not kineureha, such as she's pregnant. Milechem avia tochel. She can then eat from her father's food again. V'chol zar lo yochal bo. Now note that the first pasuk started with the words v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. So the repetitive v'chol zar lo yochal bo is a little bit strange. We already know kol zar lo yochal kodesh. Now taking all this into consideration, let us learn the sugya and understand what's going on here. Okay. So the question now is, how do we know all of this? Minan, Emile, where does all of this come from? All of these limudim that the halacha is, all of these things, what the situation would be, when she can go back to her father's house and so on. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, look, it says in the pasuk, Ubat Kohen, ki tihiye le'ish zar. So what's the halacha? If she marries somebody who is not a Kohen, he b'trumat ha-kodashim lo tochel. That's the simple meaning of the pasuk. But I am suggesting, says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that the way we should read it is that a bat Kohen who marries someone who is zar to her, meaning that she was nivala l'pasula, so she slept with someone that was inappropriate for, was usher for her, so now, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. That must be the mocker of where we get the idea in this braita that once she slept with someone that's usher, she loses her right to truma. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. You can't take the pasuk and use it for that. The pasuk is coming to tell you a very straightforward halacha, which is exactly what it says. That if she goes ahead and marries an izar, meaning a regular Yisrael, a non-Kohen, she went ahead and she married a Zar, then she's not allowed to eat Truma. How can you use it to, that is like such a perversion of the Pasuk. That's what it's saying. She marries a Yisrael, she can't eat. Now you're turning it into a whole new din? No, you see, I don't need the Pasuk to tell me that. I know that. How do you know that? I know it because it says, in the very next pasuk, that if her husband dies or divorces her, the shava el beit avia kineureha milechem avia tochel. Now, what does that tell you? Doesn't that tell you that until now she wasn't eating truma? If the guy kicks the bucket, then she does go back to eating truma. I don't understand. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that as long as he's alive, she's not allowed to eat truma, when that's obvious to any idiot that reads the next pasuk? So I'm trying to give you a use for the pasuk. The pasuk is coming to tell me that the zar means someone who is inappropriate for her. That's what it means. The other meaning is like, yeah, okay, but I don't need it for that, you see. So ahimi v'shavel beit avia kinureha milechem avia tochel. If the Torah has to tell me that she goes back home to eat, so obviously until now, while her husband was alive or before he divorced her, she can't eat. So it says it beferish. Says the Gemara, that's all very nice. It does. But how does it say it? It says it as an asay. She could go back and eat, which you're saying implies that she can't eat if she's still married to him. But that's not a lota asay. That's a lav haba michlal asay. And a lav haba michlal asay is not a lav. It's an asay. So I need the pasuk of the iser that says beferish, the ish zar he betrumat hakodashim lo tochel. Means exactly what it says. She marries a non-Kohen, she is asura from eating truma. Yes, you're right, I could figure that out myself, but I don't know that it's a lav. So I still need the pasuk to tell me that, don't you see? Therefore, I still don't understand where you get the idea that any time that she slept with someone else, that she loses the right to truma. No, says the Gemara. I know the law also. Because remember, the whole pasuk begins with V'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. And since we are treating her as a zar, and we're saying that so long as she's married to this guy who's a non-kohen, it's as if she's a zar, she's not allowed to eat truma, so then there's also a lav, which is V'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. So we have the lav also. Excuse me? You're telling me she's a czar? What are you saying? She's a non-kohen? That pasuk tells me what it's telling me. A real czar, by the way, a real czar is a non-kohen, okay? A real czar has a lav to eat truma, okay? Now I have the next pasuk to tell me, and if she marries a czar, we're going to treat her like a czar, and she's not allowed to eat truma. Now show me where the next pasuk is. Where does it say anything about sleeping with someone that is czar to her? I don't see such a pasuk. Oh, that's very nice that you don't see such a pasuk. Maybe you forgot that it says twice in this parasha of v'chol zar. It starts with v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh, and after it says v'shove al beit avia kenurea, it says v'chol zar lo yochal bo. It repeats it. So that v'chol zar is referring to her. The first V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh is referring to a real Zar. Then we understand, so then why do I need the Pasuk of Ki Tiyeh Le'ish Zar, Hi B'Trumat HaKodeshim Lo Tochel? I already have the Lo Taseh. Oh, that's coming to tell me that there's a new din of sleeping with someone who is Zar-like to you, alien to you. So now we have two separate things. No. Because I need that also to teach me the limit of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, which, oh boy, one second, let me just run and get myself a little water, okay, guys? Really sorry, I forgot to bring it. Crazy. Okay. Better make a brach on it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaro. I need this pasuk to teach me Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Hanina said that the meaning of the V'chol Zar is that Davket stressing Zarut. Zarut amarti lecha v'lo aninut. So you would have thought that, look, you're not allowed to eat even Maiser Sheni in a state of aninut, in which case someone who is allowed to eat truma can certainly not eat truma in a state of aninut if a relative died that day. Therefore comes along the pasuk to tell me, stressing again, that zar lo yochal, but just zarut is the iser of truma, and not aninut. Says the Gemara, no, that can be learned, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, is being darshaned from the fact that it says kol zar. Why don't you say zar lo yochal? The stress on kol zar means only the issue of that which is pure zar. But something that you think would be the same, like aninut, is not included. But that extra pasuk of telling me that kol zar lo yochal bo, that's totally extra. And that I'm still going to use to tell me that there's a lav for a kohen's daughter who married a Yisrael. There's a lav. So then what is the zarut, what is the din of ki tiyeh le'ish zar hi b'trumat hakodeshim lo tochel coming to tell me? That must be coming to tell me that if she slept with somebody that is asur, that then she is, in fact, psula. But wait a minute. Wait, I still need that. Akati mi boile le kiditanya. Kishi chuzeret chuzeret le truma. Ve'ina chuzeret le chaza v'shok. The pasuk that I have over there, which you're claiming is telling me the din, that a person that is usur to her, passels her, That's not what I need that pusik for. I need that pusik to tell me that when she goes back, she only goes back to eating truma, but she does not go back to eating, let's say, chazer v'shok. In other words, those things that were given to a kohen as a kind of truma, but they're given from kachem, remember. So the halakas that are truma, the truma, the muram from the shlamim is given to a kohen and the whole family eats it. So you would think, okay, that's the same din as truma. So if she goes ahead and marries a czar, so long as she's married to the czar, she can't eat anything, not even truma. And then if he dies or divorces her, she goes back to eating whatever she was eating before. Therefore, comes along this pasuk to stress the tafka trumat hakodashim. That is something that she's never going to be able to eat again. That's what it's coming to tell me. So the chaz of a shok, which is more than just truma, it's the truma taken from kachim, that she can't eat, even if she's a chozeret afterwards that he dies. So I need that pasuk. And what's the marker? The armor of chista. Amar Ravina bar Rav Shila, where do we see it in the pasuk? Dechtivu bat kohen ki tiela izar, hi betrumat kodashim lo tochel, which means lo tochel b'muram min ha-kodashim. She can't eat chaz v'shok. So if I need this pasuk to tell me that there's a permanent psul, that even if she'll go back to her father's house, she's not going to eat that, that's what this pasuk is coming to tell me. So now I've accounted for all of the things in the pasuk, and I don't have any room left to teach me this new halakha that you're claiming, that if she sleeps with someone who is inappropriate to her, czar to her, that she's not allowed to truma. It doesn't say that anywhere. Says the Gemara, no, it's still, because it, let's say it would have just said, he bekodashim lo tochel. So what would have that meant? Wouldn't that have been enough? She can't eat anything that is kodesh. So my betrum mata kodashim. So you see from this that we're talking about two different things. So if one din is that she can go back to eat truma from Beis Avia, but in the event that she married, so to speak, she slept with an izar, someone that is asura to her, then she'll never be able to eat anything. She won't be able to eat truma or kachim. That's the point. And that's what I'm telling you. There's two completely different limudim over here. Okay, so now we learned all of what we needed to learn, all kinds of very special halachas, the difference between truma and kachim when it comes to chazara, a halacha that a woman can be nifselet with a bia psula, the halacha that there's an iser asay in her going back, in her continuing to eat truma if she's a bas kohen who is married to Yisrael. A separate pasuk that tells me that there's an iser lav if she eats after marrying a Yisrael. A separate pasuk that tells me that a non-kohen in general is over on a lav. All of these things I've been able to learn out. But so far, we've been talking about a bas kohen. How do I know that the same thing is true? Because you said that the point is that any woman that is ends up sleeping with someone that is usher is puzzled from the kuhuna. And if she's a bas kohen as well, obviously that we just proved. But how do we know that a bas levi or a bas Yisrael, how do we know that they also will become puzzled? Oh, that's something else. That I learned from a different pasuk. That I learned from the ubat. Bat ubat. He learned out a very special halacha from the extra vav. Now, what is he referring to? We're going to get there tomorrow. But what he's referring to is a fascinating thing. Suppose a woman was married to a kohen, and now she has a son that was left after her husband died, right? So what's the din? She continues to eat truma. Now, what would be the din when she's continuing to eat truma from the son that her deceased husband left her, the kohen? What would be the din if she now goes and marries a Yisrael? So does she stop eating truma the same way that a Bas Kohen stops eating truma when she marries a Yisrael? Or is that only a din where she's eating her father's truma, so then she's left her father's home to go to a Yisrael? But over here, where she's eating truma through her son, which basically is her own truma, you could look at it, so then maybe she wouldn't be patzel if she marries a Yisrael. So the diak that Reb Abba Omer Rav made was from the extra u bat kohen kitei alishzar, that includes even a non-kohenet who's eating truma because of the fact that she has a son. So there, we're learning from bat, extra ubat. So we could say that here too, that it's the extra ubat kohen. So that includes even a levia and even a Yisraelit, a bat Yisrael. Wait, but isn't there a big machlokas about whether you have a right to darshan these vavs? I mean, you're going only like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is the one who darshans extra vavs. No, says the Gemara. In this case, everybody would agree. Because why do you have to say Ubat Kohen? We're talking about a Bat Kohen, right? The whole parsha was talking about a Bat Kohen from the beginning. So it doesn't have to say it over again, Ubat Kohen. It should just say, Imti Ela Izzar. And if she goes out and marries a Zar. So in this case, everybody would be made a, that the whole pasuk is extra. Okay, so now we say, if she slept with someone that wasn't roi, so then the halacha is that she is pasul for the kahuna, and she's pasul for truma. Now, as far as I could see, you only brought me a pasuk that says, he betrumata kodashim lo tocha. You brought me a pasuk that she can't eat truma. I don't see where it says there that she's not allowed to marry a kohen. I mean, it's not the same thing. Says the Gemara, well, I don't understand. Didn't we just learn that this is true of a Bat Levi and a Bat Yisrael? What do you think it meant there? What was it adding them for? That what, that they can't eat truma? Of course they can't eat truma. They never could eat truma. So if it's trying to passel them from anything, the only thing it's passeling them from is marrying a Kohen. So clearly the Pusik's over, you know, it's overall meaning. Its universal meaning is that it's passeling from the kuhuna and, where appropriate, for truma. Because when it was talking about a levia and a Yisraelit, ila truma, v'not mecha truma nino, they were never able to allow truma. So what would be the meaning of asring them to eat truma? What do you mean they're never able to eat truma? Excuse me? They certainly are able to eat truma. How is that? In the event that they were married to a kohen and the kohen died and they were left with a child. So they're eating truma. So I need to know that if she sleeps with somebody that is czar to her, is usser, that she loses her right to eat truma. Well, why isn't that important? How do you know it means she can't marry a kohen? Bishvil bina. I don't understand. Why would I need a pasuk for that? Kavachomer. If a kohenet is eating because she's a kohenet, and nonetheless, if she sleeps with this guy, he will passel her. So a levia v'Yisraelit who's only snuck in from the side, you know, she's eating truma because of a son that was left to her from a truma to whom she, a kohen to whom she was married. So obviously she's going to lose her rights. Local chicane? For sure she will passel her. Oh no, says the Gemara, just the opposite. Excuse me? V'hiyano tenet. That's precisely the point. When you're talking about sleeping with someone who is inappropriate for you, the more advanced your level of Kedusha is, the more likely that that intercourse will passel you. The less it's your own Kedusha, the less likely it is that it'll passel you. So therefore, your argument is actually an inverted argument. He anotenet. This is the whole point. A kohen who has a kedusha saguf. So there, someone who is inappropriate to her, who is zarla, passels her. But this case, the levi or the Israelite, who is married to a kohen, was left a child, since she doesn't have any personal kedusha. So then I would say, no, the pasuk is not saying that he will passel her. Excuse me, there's no kal v'chomer at all. So I'm back to my question. I can't use a kafa chomer to tell me that a Nevi'a and Yisraelit is possible for Truma because she slept with someone. That means that when the Pusik tells me the extra Ubat, it's Gufa coming to tell me that she can't eat Truma. So now how do you know that that Pusik means that she's Psula for the Kahuna? I don't understand. Okay, you know what? Let's try this another direction. Kahuna, it's a kavachomer from the case of the Grusha, okay? The Grusha, where she was married, she's a Bas Kohen, she was married to Yisrael, and now he divorces her. She goes back to eating Truma, right? So what's the halacha over there? Can she marry a Kohen? Of course not. She's a divorcee. Can she eat Truma? Yep, yep, yep. Okay, so what do you see? A Grusha is allowed to eat Truma despite the fact that she's a surah to the kahuna. So then this guy, this woman, who slept with this guy who is pasul, and is usher for truma, kol shekin, she should be psula the kahuna. Okay, she should be. I appreciate that. But that doesn't mean she is. Because you can't use a kal v'chomer to create an isser. You could tell me it's usher, but you can't tell me that there's a lav, because ein mazirin min adin. V'chi mazirin min adin? This is not mazirin min adin, says the Gemara. This is just a gilui milta bi'alma. The point is that what I'm trying to show you is that there are no two issues. The whole idea of not being able to eat truma is because of the fact that the advantages of the kahuna are beyond you. And therefore, you can't marry a kohen either. That's the point. It's all one thing. You can't separate between these things. The kal v'chomer is just opening up your mind to that. I'm not trying to create a new isser. Okay, so now we do have a raya that she's psula, both from eating truma and from marrying into the kahuna. And now the question is, getting back to your other raya, you said that anybody that she sleeps with is going to aser her. How do you know that? Maybe it, you had a whole list of people that were, I mean, they were usher, but they weren't disastrously usher. You know, you were talking about a Ger, Mitzriva, Domi, and Ammoni, and Moavi, and Mamzer. I mean, these are Yisur Asay, or Yisur Lav. Maybe the only meaning of the Pusik that says that if she was Nivelis to Apostle, maybe that means Yisur Chorus. Wouldn't that make more sense? How do you come off saying that even though he's really only an Isser Lover, and I say that he apostles her for marrying a Kohen? You need a different Pasuk, don't you? No, because note how it says it. It says, Ubat Kohen, ki tihiyeh le'izar. Ki tihiyeh includes those who have havaya. Havaya means kedushin is tofes. So that means, forget about Yisrei Chorus, where there's not even Kedushin. Even where there is Kedushin, it's enough to be a czar that will passer her. And that's not Chayvei Krisis. Chayvei Krisis are not B'nei Havaya. Oh, now that's very interesting. So then what about an Oved Kochavim? And what about an Eved? So over there, actually, they should not passer her, because they're not included in the din of Havaya. There's no way to marry them. They have no Kedushin. They're not an Isser Chorus. There's no Kal v'chomer. So how exactly are you going to say that if a woman was sleeping with a Goy or with an Eved, that she can't eat Truma? But it said before that if she sleeps with an Akum, she is Pasul. And we're going to see in the next Mishnah that an Eved passels her. According to what you just said, since it says Havaya, we should say she's not passel. Very good point, says the Gemara. But we have another source for that. And that is Rabbi Yishmael. Hanach passel mit Rabbi Yishmael. Nomar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael, minayin lo veit kochavim v'yevet, sheba bat Yisrael, or on the Kohen et Levia, that they passel her from eating truma. Shenemar, ubat kohen ki tiye almana ugrusha. You know what that implies? That in the event that she is someone, she was married to someone, that it is possible to use the word almana, grusha. Can you use the word almana or grusha on an akum or an evet? No, because there's no way to be an almana or grusha, because there's no way to be married to them. Yatsu oved kochavim ve'evet, she'ein lo almanut u'gerushin, and therefore she can never again eat truma. That's what it's saying. Okay, that's very nice for kohenet. That's what it says. Bat kohen ki tiya almana u'grusha. But what about a Leviya or a Yisraelite, where she's eating truma from some other source, like we said, that she was eating truma because she had a son from a kohen, and now she sleeps with a guy or with an eved. So what about there? How do you know that that is going to possible? That was Reb Abba Omar Rav. Since it says bat, ubat, ochanami, for this too, we can say that the psul is ubat kohen, includes even the Israelite and the Leviya. And again, we ask, what? Is this only going like Rabbi Akiva, who darshans extra vavs? No, afilu temar abanan. As we showed before, kula ubat kroyete rahi. That entire pasuk is basically extra, because it just should have said, im tiyeh. If it repeats, then it's coming to include even other banot.